May we?
All set.
All set? Earlier, Bill was talking about how much pride it appears you guys as a receiving corps take in blocking. Just wondering about you know, what it is about blocking in this receiving corps you guys take so much pride in.
Man, you know, we love our running backs, and at the same time, when those guys got the ball in their hands, it's our job when they get to the second level not to let our man stop a touchdown. And we know when it's in a passing game, that it's the same fate we got to put in those guys to pick up blitzers, pick up guys that's doing stunts. So everything goes in hand, and we just work together.
Obviously, the one play a lot of people remember is the play with Gronk. But can you remember other instances where, you know, you can think, boy, that was a good block that I had downfield since you've been back?
Since I've been back, probably one LG almost broke last game. It was in the second half. We was going down to the close end of the end zone, and he broke one. And actually, I was backside, and I wasn't paying a lot of attention. So I was looking at the big screen. I just seen him broke. He was breaking right behind me because it was a front side run, but he brought it all the way backside. And I'm looking up at the big screen, and he's right behind me. And I just took off here with grab 41, but somebody shoestring tackled him, but. My mind frame right then and there, I just ain't want my man to stop the touchdown.
How tough is it as a receiver to get in front of your blocker rather than, you know, block him behind and get that penalty?
And it's real tough because a lot of guys, like for me, I'm backside on a lot of plays. So when it sometimes I'll be expecting him to go front side, and by the time I really get to my man, the play is almost over. Or by the time I get to my man, I got to chase him down 20 or 30 yards downfield. So it's hard not to block a guy in the back when you chasing him down instead of him trying to come and attack you.
Without the luxury of having preseason training camp, preseason games to get reps in and get comfortable, how close do you feel you are now to back at full speed, full strength?
I think I'm real close. You know, we had a long week. I think this was a long week for us. We had a Thursday night game, and we had an extra couple of practice this week. So I think I'm getting back to get my win, not being able to try to come out at a 3 or 4 plays, being able to go out the whole series. So I think I'm close to normal.
What's the last thing to come back for you?
My legs, man. You know, you always feel good running, but it's different when you get out there. You got a guy in front of you pressing you every play, hitting you down the field. You getting tackled, so that's a difference than just getting out there running on air.
You only missed, I think, one snap in your first half of your first game, and you mentioned the conditioning. How do you make sure that you're running good routes when your legs kind of don't want to cooperate?
Man, it's just mind over matter. It's one of those things. I know I got two guys behind me, Aaron Dobson and Keyshawn Moore, and those guys are hungry. And the last thing I want to do is come out and let those guys get some of my plays. So I just stay hungry and just try to stay out there as long as I can.
Brandon, you're coming off fifth time in your career over 100 yards receiving. How do you build off that this week?
Continue to catch the ball, continue to get open, be in the right place so Tom can find me, and not a yard short, not a yard deep. So, you know, our offense is a lot of timing routes, so got to be in the right place at the right time and just catch the ball.
A couple times last Sunday, we saw you guys have to settle for field goals. Now this week, playing the Giants, seeing how Eli Manning and that offense is playing, I know you guys always focus on it, but how important is it to make sure those opportunities don't slip away?
Man, it's a big emphasis, and even though we won the game last week, Bill got on our tails earlier this week about that, because I think we got down there 2 or 3 times and came away with field goals. One time I think the defense got a turnover, and we was already in field goal range, and we didn't do anything with it. But playing against these guys with Odell Beckham, Ruben Randle, and Eli, like you mentioned, these guys can put up points with the best of them. So when we get our opportunities, we got to finish, because we know we continue to go get field goals. We can't trade out 2 field goals with a touchdown with these guys. Those guys can put up points. Yeah, that's my little brother, man. Me, him, Ruben, Jarvis, we all close, man. We're all training together in the offseason. We all take care of each other.
Training in Louisiana?
Yeah, LSU. Okay. I always go back to LSU and train, man.
Bill said that Odell may be listed at 5'11", but he plays a lot bigger. What does he, when he says that you're a receiver, what does it mean to play bigger than you are?
Man, when you play bigger than you are, just play tougher. Going across the middle, he catches a lot of slants, and he's not a guy that's going to shy away from contact. He's better with the ball in his hands. And those guys put him in situations where he get the ball quick and let him run. And he plays like a big receiver because he's always across the middle. He's always jumping on the outside, just catching the ball, playing big. Edelman does it a lot. Jude play the same way. So when I see guys 5'10", 5'11", but they playing like they 6'3", 6'4", with a heart of a lion, doesn't matter.
Looking at the way Julian Edelman is playing this season, is it hard to believe just 2 years ago, 2013, that no teams wanted him, it seemed like?
It's hard to believe, but hey, I'm glad they didn't want him. He with us. He with us now, so everything's working out perfect.
Are you at all surprised by the success Odell's had in the league?
Not at all. Not at all, man. I seen it from when I first saw this guy when I was coming out getting drafted. I think LSU had a Nike camp at LSU, and I actually was working the camp. And they was asking me, like, hey, I need you to check out these two guys, and it actually was Odell and Jarvis. And I told him, I said, hey, Jarvis might be the best football player, but Odell might be the best athlete we have at this camp right now. And they just growed every year, made plays at LSU. They should have won a national championship with all that talent they have, but they here now, and they both doing great things for the team.
Is that when Odell was in high school?
Yeah, that was the senior high school.
You guys work out? Do you try to make as many one-handed catches as he does?
Hey, man, that's his thing, man. That dude got 3S gloves, both him and Jarvis. Hey, man, I just catch the ball. They can do all the extra stuff. Just catch the ball.
All right, guys. Cool.